This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot on all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
I'd like to play for you, Hayes, a little bit of Marjorie Taylor Greene on the motion to vacate.
It's more of a warning and a pink slip. I respect our conference. I paid all my dues to my conference. I'm a member in good standing, and I do not wish to inflict pain on our conference and to throw the house in chaos. I support Republicans holding the majority next conference, but we need a Speaker of the House that knows how to negotiate, knows how to walk in the room, knows how to hold the line, and knows how to defend America first.
So Hayes, she doesn't want to inflict pain, nor does she want to create any conflict inside of her caucus. How crazy is that? That's all she's been about. And so the frustration for the speaker is that I can't get anything done when this right flank is just constantly yipping and nipping and threatening. How does this now set up the remainder of this time before we get to the fall elections? And what impact is it having inside the caucus itself?
So I think that Marjorie Taylor Greene seems to have amnesia from the last couple of months, because it seems like she's forgotten what the process was like the last time they passed a motion to vacate. Granted, that time when they ousted Kevin McCarthy, it was a few Republicans and mostly Democrats who wound up voting to take former Speaker McCarthy out of office. This time around, it feels like more of an uphill climb to try to get.
Overnight, they passed this monstrosity. You just heard the entire first hour from people like Todd Benjamin and Tej Gill and, Kash Patel and Jack Posobiec. And remember, Posobiec was an intelligence officer. Nothing done at all to close the southern border. Benjamin's book a couple of years ago about jihadis coming across here. And on top of it, we don't know if this really has anything to do with Ukraine. The Russians are pointing you in that direction, but they're just dragging us into this war more and more. Marjorie Taylor Greene joins us now. This is, when you look at this bill, and here's what I want you to address, Congressman Greene. They say they're the governing wing of the Republican Party, the governing wing. Is the governing wing supposed to be there just to roll over to Democratic priorities and to bury? It was $7 trillion total in spending that was approved, essentially, with the entitlements and all that. Almost $2 trillion of deficit, going to add to the already out-of-control debt we got. It's going to add to the interest rates. Nothing's done on the southern border. As Todd Benjamin's going through the line item by line item, he says it actually increases money for the NGOs that exacerbate the invasion trail all the way from South America all the way up into the heartland of this country. Your thoughts, ma'am?
Yes, absolutely, Steve. This was the second part of the omnibus, and this was way worse than any Speaker Pelosi funding bill that I've ever voted on, and I voted on horrific bills last Congress. Mike Johnson did nothing to stop the deep state. What you heard in those interviews there, or they're complaining about potential chaos in the House, yet the American people are living through chaos every single day. We lost all negotiating power with Speaker Johnson. He basically handcuffs our hands behind our backs, did not allow us to introduce any amendments whatsoever, gave us one day to read a 1,012-page gigantic funding bill. And it was outrageous. What he did is chaos. It produces more chaos. It inflicts chaos on the country, chaos on the American people, enables and continues Biden's chaotic border policies. So for anyone that's condemning me, they're doing the bidding of the swamp. When I left Washington, D.C. Last night and flew out on a plane, I have received nothing but praise and thank yous because America is fed up with this, Steve. No one agrees. No one disagrees with me. This is outrageous, and Speaker Johnson should have never done this to his Republican majority, to our Republican conference, and he broke the 72-hour rule and should have never passed that bill.
MTG, this gets, because 72-hour rule, I got Todd Benzman over the weekend. Todd Benzman is going through the, and he's an expert. He's going through the thing right now and saying, man, this is worst I've ever seen. But let me go back in time. Last summer, we had all these all-night sessions. We had tens of thousands of War Room Posse were spending all night on, watching our live stream as you guys had amendments and debated. You could see the rhinos shot it down, team of the Democrats, but you saw the process on these single subject bills. I just want people to understand what Johnson did here. Did he have an open process to bring you guys in and say, hey, look, this is what I've agreed to. I want you to see it. Are you comfortable with it? Was this just dropped on you? Was the conference part of this process to see that was eventually dumped on the American people, ma'am?
No, the conference had no part of it. As a matter of fact, I had no idea what was in the bill until the American people read it as well. I'm a member of Congress. I'm a member in good standing in the Republican conference, Steve. I have supported our conference so much so that I have paid all of my dues, and then some to the NRCC. Yet Speaker Johnson did not allow me or anyone else in the conference to see any of the wording of the bill. And he waited until the government funding deadline, literally the day of. Yesterday, Friday, was the government funding deadline. And that was when we had to vote on it. He released the words of the bill, the text of the bill, at 2:32 a.m. Thursday morning. And we had no option. We had no input. We had no way to fight back. It is literally an assault on our country. It's an assault on the Republican Party. It's an assault on every Republican voter that gave us the majority. And it's an assault on our conference as a whole. We can't expect us to produce anything good in Washington, D.C. when our Speaker of the House does not allow us to have regular order and doesn't allow us to take part in the process. So the district that elected me and sent me to Washington, D.C. had no voice, had no input into this bill that we were forced to vote on, either yes or no, yesterday morning in Washington, D.C.
The Democrats have just come out overnight and this morning has said, hey, they've got to forget MTG, forget the dissident voices, forget War Room, forget all this. Doesn't matter. We got his back, but he must bring forward a Ukraine bill that'll have a few optics on there about border security. Let me play a short clip from Victoria Nuland about the strategy here. Go ahead and hit it, Denver.
With the $60 billion supplemental that the administration has requested of Congress, we can ensure that Ukraine not only survives, but she thrives. With this support, in 2024, we can help ensure Ukraine can continue to fight, to build, to recover, and to reform. With this money, Ukraine will be able to fight back in the East, but it will also be able to accelerate the asymmetric warfare that has been most effective on the battlefield. And as I said in Kyiv 3 weeks ago, this supplemental funding will ensure Putin faces some nasty surprises on the battlefield this year.
Okay, asymmetric warfare. Now, we haven't verified what's going on because you're hearing it from Putin and the KGB, but they're showing videos of these terrorists, quote-unquote ISIS terrorists, heading back to Ukraine through the forest. The $60 billion we just passed, this monstrosity had almost a $1 trillion defense budget, ma'am. Now they're talking about a supplemental package that they'll come back after the recess, and they're going to attach a few border. He's holding hostage border security, saying, "Well, we'll get to the border security when I bring back the Ukraine package." Your thoughts?
Let me lay this out because I think people need to truly understand this. The second part of the omnibus that was passed yesterday, that Speaker Johnson rammed through and silenced the entire Republican majority on, is the deep state funding. It's state and foreign ops. It's the CIA. It's the FBI. It was full funding for the Department of Justice that is the weaponized government against MAGA, against Donald Trump, against pro-life activists, against parents that want to hold their school boards accountable. This was a full funding to continue the effort that is leading into Ukraine, that has been funding Ukraine, that is pushing the entire world closer and closer to World War III. That bill yesterday that Democrats overwhelmingly voted for and the majority of Republicans voted against is the continuation and empowered everything that Americans are against. People need to understand that what happened in the House yesterday was actually an attack on our entire republic. That's the way I see it. This is going to continue to lead us closer and closer to the end of America as we know it, and potentially, Steve, leading into World War III, because the details are coming out. And let me explain this for people that are watching this show right now in Washington, and you're angry with me. What you have done to the American people is you have totally lost their trust. Ramming this through and then trying to apologize and make excuses and attack me will not tell the American people the lies you want them to believe. As a matter of fact, the American people are far smarter than you give them credit for, and they know exactly what you have done yesterday in Washington. And they are not standing with you. They're actually standing with me. While you complain about chaos in the House and what this could do to our majority, you ruined our majority. You destroyed it yesterday when you rammed that bill through and didn't allow us to have any input or any way of changing it. You are the ones that are at fault, and people are not blaming me. They're blaming you.
I can tell you, Congressman Green, 100% support of the Warren Posse, of people that called me, have texted me, have come online and tracked me down, 100% support for your position. Where do we go from here? Where do you go from here in spreading this message?
Well, we're in a very dangerous situation, Steve. What Mike Gallagher did yesterday was intentional, purposeful, and puts our entire majority at risk. I think he should be expelled preeminently before he's allowed to just walk out of Congress at a date of his choosing where his district doesn't get to replace him until next Congress. I think that is completely wrong. I think people should be able to have a voice. His district deserves a voice in Congress, and we should expel him, and that way his district can replace him as quickly as possible with a special election. Our majority is too important to throw away, and the horrible, dishonest and completely irresponsible actions of many in our Republican majority have led us to where we are. When people leave early, it's a math game. They're the ones that put us at risk of losing the majority. Every member that leaves early puts us at risk of losing the majority. Expelling Republican members for a Democrat to control and take over the seat like they did to George Santos puts us at risk of Hakeem Jeffries becoming the Speaker of the House. It's not me putting in a motion to vacate. Like a pink slip, letting Mike Johnson know that his speakership is over, and also informing our entire conference that we need to come together, move forward, and start the process, and no matter how long it takes, to decide who our next speaker is going to be, one that the American people will trust, and one that will not do the bidding of the deep state and the CIA and the continued effort to destroy America. So that's where we're going from here. And this process may take a while, but I think it's the most important, yes, painful. I don't care how painful it is. If you want to lead this country, you better get ready to be uncomfortable and get comfortable being uncomfortable, because we have a job to do. And our job is to save America. And that is not an easy task. And it's not going to be quick. It's going to take us a long time.
Congressman Green, how can people follow you and follow exactly what your strategy and plan is here? Where do they go?
Thank you for asking that, Steve. I really need everyone's help because Speaker Johnson's team put out messages to many of the vendors, and they're telling people not to send my email, not to put out my text messages. They're threatening all of these vendors. So I need help. I need people's help and support. You can support me at defendmtg.com, defendmtg.com. And I really appreciate you signing on and showing your support for what I'm trying to do in my effort to save America. And I know all of you stand with me in this effort. And I know there are other Republicans in the House that stand with me as well.
Congressman Green, thank you. Look forward to having you back on next week.
Thank you, Steve.
Right now, millions of Americans face prescription medication shortages. The FDA's medication shortage list currently has over 120 prescription medications listed. Some patients are being forced into more expensive substitutes, while others are rationing what little medication they have left. Don't get caught unprepared. That's why I want you to pick up a Jace case today. The Jace case is a pack of essential antibiotics that can treat a long list of common bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory and skin infections, plus much more. And each case can be customized for your specific needs with dozens of add-on options. Just fill out a simple online form and Jace handles the rest. From the online evaluation to licensed pharmacy delivery and ongoing care, visit jacemedical.com and use code Bannon at checkout for an extra discount. That's promo code Bannon at Jace, J-A-S-E, jacemedical.com. Get the Jace case and get it today. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but the budget that MTG is talking about destroying America, all the fighting we've had over the last couple of years to take back school boards. And remember, subsidiarity, it's best when you take control at the local level. This is the whole precinct strategy. And look what the precinct strategy has done in overthrowing the leadership of the Republic, the RNC. That was because of the precinct strategy, 100%. And you cut them off with the money. Ronna McDaniel announced yesterday she's going to be a contributor to MSNBC. So when we play those clips from the Saturday morning show that have former chairman stealing that, Ronna McDaniel is going to be on there hammering you, hammering MAGA every day. But also in this budget, not just the NGOs with the invasion of the southern border, everything to do with the DEI, everything to do with LGBTQ in the schools, everything to do with transgender, the transhumanism, all of it, all of it, all of it is in there. And here's why people are so furious at the speaker is that this audience remembers that half of you were spending up at night watching what democracy is. These fights for the single subject spending bills and appropriations where you had these amendment process and people were fighting and debating. We'd win some, we'd lose some. But that and we got as much of the woke and weaponized out of this possible. Behind closed doors, they basically agreed with Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, put it all back in. They put it all back in. So not only you get the double whammy, you get the $2 to $2.5 trillion deficit that has to be financed now. And this is why inflation keeps going, because you got to refinance one third of that national debt every year. So now you're going to get 35, 36, 37, because we're adding $1 trillion every 100 days. Remember, that all has to be refinanced. And that refinance, you set in at those higher interest rates. That's why your credit card's out of control. That's why your auto loan costs so much. That's why if you take out a second mortgage, it costs so much. It's not going to change because now you've embedded it in there. But all the woke and weaponized behind closed doors and kind of dumped on you. Todd Benzman is probably, with Rosemary Jenks, the two smartest people in the country of going through and understanding the details of how all the border stuff interconnects. He told me, he says, Steve, I'm still going through this. The thing was dumped the other night. He says, hey, they've added so much in here. They get the NGOs. So you have a guy like Benzman, who's an expert, and he says, I'm probably not going to be finished. He says, I'm going to do a piece next week. I'm probably not going to be finished till Monday or Tuesday. Think about that for a second. They're supposed to be the governing party. Remember, they're going to sit there all puffed up on Fox. You know, Newt Gingrich up there last night, all MTG and all these guys, just chaos. They're the governing party. This is not governing. This is not governing. This is, I continue to tell you, the reason this is happening is the overlords of easy money on Wall Street, the sociopathic overlords in Silicon Valley, and the corporatist of the multinational corporations drive this because they're the paymasters. And what you're seeing in Washington is just kind of a kabuki theater. Now I want to bring on an incredible investigative reporter, Jennifer Billick, who is amazing on the on transgenderism and also transhumanism. You've got a piece out or an interview where you say a handful of billionaires are really in back of this transgender movement. This article, and I want Grace and Mo to put it out everywhere in the chat room. Tell me what you, because this has kind of been my theory of the case, but you're the first one that actually has the knowledge to walk people through it. What do you mean by that, ma'am?
It's actually, it's more than a handful, but it's definitely this whole agenda, the gender industry promoting dissociation from sex reality as progressive. This is an industry now in opening up our biology for marketing purposes. You know, it goes hand in hand with all different, all the new technologies that are growing exponentially, nanotech, biotech, AI, reproductive technologies. So, you know, people think they're looking at a human rights movement because this is what they've been told over and over and over and over again for a decade, which is how long I've been researching this issue. And there's no human rights movement here. There's no ground up grassroots movement for some marginalized population. In fact, the whole, it's total hokum. I mean, the whole thing is corporate hokum. There are no transgender people. There are people that have their reproductive technology medically and technologically assaulted. And they, it doesn't change them. What it's doing is changing society and what we believe.
Jennifer, hang on. hang on. I thought there's no transgender movement. I thought, no, but it's so shocking. I want to make sure, because this audience, this is a central to the assault on our culture and society. I just want to go back. I thought there was this whole movement that started as part of the bullying and everything that came out, that there was this, all this issues with identification, and you had a real nexus out there of these people, and this was a human right, and they were being tormented, they were being tortured, they were being oppressed. It was leading to suicides. It was all this, and the traditional way of looking at things was the problem. The patriarchy, the hierarchy we have, the way that it's so rigid that we look at gender and sex, and that was the problem. You're telling us now that you have been doing this for 10 years. You're telling us that's all hokum?
Absolutely. All of it, every single little bit of it is all illusion. Gender rights are actually rights for people who want to disown reality. So you have to ask the right questions. Why are people who want to disown their reality, you know, biological reality, being given special rights? I mean, that doesn't really make any sense. And why is society being rearranged for them when they're what, like 0.03% of the population? That's absolute madness. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. But so I follow the money, and there's enormous capital going into this to drive this ideology through our institutions, all of our institutions, the 100 most, the highest revenue law firms are like the 100 top law firms internationally, all have a platform, an LGBT platform. The ACLU is being given millions and millions of dollars to drive the narrative that sex is not real. All of our human rights organizations, our medical institutions, our educational institutions, this is all rife through all of them. The idea that that sex is not real, sexual dimorphism is not real, that sex exists on a spectrum. So like science, you know, and, you know, nature, you know, for hundreds of thousands of years of human evolution somehow got this wrong. And now suddenly,
hang on a second. We just had the whole first hour turned over to this terrorism attack in Moscow, what's happening on the southern border. We had intel experts in here talking about it. And Kash Patel, who's a senior guy at DNI, said today on the website, I think of DNI, on the day when you had this ISIS attack, hundreds of people are dead. We don't know what's going to happen in the United States. Is they're saying it's so great because the CIA's had their first transgender agent, and that this shows a tremendous progress in our intelligence community and going to make it more effective to protect the American people through intelligence because of we now have transgender people that are spies. What say you?
You know, you might as well just say unicorn people. You know, they do not exist. They're people that deny their sexed reality. And this is like a virtual reality being constructed for us, that there is another subgroup of humanity that doesn't fit into the borders of our sexed species. They are somehow special, unique, fabulous, and important. And this is really just about constructing the idea. This is really a grooming ground. It's not really, you know, it's not really happening yet, but they're grooming the public for, you know, augmented humans. Chile has already passed a law for augmented humans, you know, human rights for augmented humans. So people that have artificial intelligence embedded in them, you know, people who are biologically and technologically manipulated, like their genes, their DNA. You've got CRISPR technology, you've got AI, you've got reproductive technologies that are advancing at breakneck pace. And people don't really understand that unless they're in that arena. Or how it
hold it, hold it.
To
Peter
this
Thiel
issue.
Just had hang, Peter just Thiel just had the augmented games. Are you saying that the billionaires and the sociopathic tech overlords and others felt that they needed this to lay the predicate that then you could have what I call, you know, Homo sapien 2.0 or augmented humans, that this was well thought through, that they had to lay the ground for this to put everything
in
question?
Absolutely. So and it's been a long game, Steve. It's been a long game. I mean, if you look at, you know, lesbian, gays and bisexuals are simply, you know, people that are same sex attracted. It's not a thing. Do you know what I mean? It's just an attraction. But when AIDS came into the picture, you know, Big Pharma and the medical tech industry immediately came into this small civil rights movement for people that just wanted respect and to be able to live their lives, right? And they never left. They've been in this, you know, they've corporatized lesbian, gay, and bisexual. They've made them now corporate identities. And this is a marketing constituency that is worth $3.7 trillion as per Out Leadership, which is the business networking arm of the LGBT. It's like a cartel. You know, if you...
Hang on one second. We're going to go to commercial break. We got to continue this. Jennifer Billick joins us here. Quite controversial. Is she a hater? Or is she a genius? Next in the war room.
True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done with Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done with Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done with Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Jennifer, have they designated you as being a hater, that you're just picking on an oppressed community? You're picking on people who can't defend themselves.
Of course,
has that been an issue with your writing?
Anti-Semite. Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, they vilify me, of course, but I don't care. You know, I have the goods, you know, I have the receipts.
Are they, and talk about the receipts, is your theory the case they're doing this for money, or is it some ideology in back of it they want to break traditional society to open up the fact that they're going to, they're the ones that are pushing the enhanced human, Homo sapien 2.0, the live for eternity crowd, the carrying capacity of the earth is 500 million people and we don't need the rest of the proletariat. Is it for money or is it ideology?
It's both. It's both. This is a techno-religious cult. It's actually a cult. I mean, since, you know, a decade ago, first you heard, you know, people had this terrible, well, first there was, you know, transsexual men that were walking the red light district. They were, you know, hardly a marginalized part of the community. They were just fetishists. And then it was, you know, in 2014, Laverne Cox was on the cover of Time magazine promoting the transgender tipping point. Like, what the hell is that? You know, we've gone from transsexual to transgender in a nanosecond, and suddenly transsexualism is a celebrated lifestyle. And you're brave and wonderful if you choose to, have medical assaults on your reproductive anatomy. And then the children came into it. You know, there were, you know, transgender children were falling out of the sky. This is all in a decade. And now it's just like people need to have the freedom to augment themselves. All in the span of a decade. And it's just, we've been pummeled with propaganda. I mean, if you're on technology, and who isn't today, if you live in civilization, it's constant. You cannot get away from it. Trans rights are human rights. Trans rights are human rights, right? You can't get away from this word or this concept. It's everywhere. It's embedded everywhere now. That took time to do that behind the scenes, to get that embedded everywhere, so that when they rolled this out, oh, boom, there it all is everywhere. And you can't get away from it. It's definitely profiteering. I mean, the surgeries themselves on reproductive anatomy are already in the billions. And the laws that are passing to, you know, that make this acceptable just drive the industry. But really, the ideology behind it is dissociation from reality. This is why children, they're getting the children on board, because they want to groom children to think of themselves as parts for the reproductive market, which is going to be, you know, reproduction is going to be transferred, usurped by the tech industry. This is how we get from transgender to transhuman. And this is why it's under the umbrella of LGB, because all these people will need reproductive technologies in order to reproduce, right? And non-binary people and all these people that are, you know, having these assaults on their reproductive anatomy that's going to sterilize them, you know, are all going to need assisted reproduction. And all, you know, not all of them, but many of the billionaires that are funding this industry are also funding the reproductive tech market. Jeff Bezos, Mark Benioff. So it's very, very profitable from one end to the other. I mean, people destroying their physical anatomy, they're going to need medical help, right? And then you have people that are sterilized, that have been sterilized, they're going to need reproductive technologies. So
I make the case that we don't live in even late stage capitalism. We've now gone into what I call techno-feudalism. But you're saying it's a techno-religious cult. Just give me a minute on why is it a cult?
It's a cult because the propaganda, it's like marketing propaganda on steroids, you know, marketing dissociation from sex reality. That's a religious cult. And at the seat of this movement is this industry, is Martine Rothblatt, who is a transsexual transhumanist, who is very, very popular in all sectors of society, has a xenotransplantation farm, has been the owner of a massive biopharmaceutical corporation. He's written the first gender bill, which was a template for all of the others. He discusses this in his work. You know, they're not hiding what they're doing. It's not like I'm some sort of genius that I've, you know, just pulled this out of thin air. I mean, they're telling us what they're doing. You know, he has written a book, From Transgender to Transhumanism, and it being the on-ramp. And it is. And he's written about the technological usurpation of reproduction. This is also why you see women being reduced to parts in language and law. We're no longer women, and you can't say women or what women are, because we're parts now. We have the lion's share of responsibility for reproduction, so we're being reduced to parts. We're cervix havers, we're menstruators, we're womb havers, birthing bodies, right? You can't say woman.
What is the...
It's illegal. You know, it's worth a jail term.
Yeah. No, this is just even what got defeated in Ireland the other day with the uprising of just the regular folks to beat this back. What is to be done? What is your call to action? We're going to get where they go to get your writings. But for the American people, because this is a working class, middle class audience that is all activists, what is your call to act? If we want to stop this, if we don't want our culture and society to crumble under the pressure of this, both the capital aspects of it and the ideological aspects of it, what do you recommend the American people do?
Well, the first thing you have to do is get your kids off of technology, because they're being indoctrinated, literally indoctrinated into a cult. And secondly, we all have to become activists. You know, if your parents get into your schools, you know, if you're an activist already, you know, you have to organize, you know, you have to do campaigns. There are many happening already, but the but they're not being covered because the media is owned by, you know, the medical tech industry, right? So, and this is their golden goose. So they're not going to be promoting this. So we can't really. I mean, I've been on the left my entire life. I have to apologize for that. But you know. Yeah. So the medical tech industry is not about to, you know, let anything get in the way of their profits. So you're not going to hear about this on mainstream media. You only hear about it on the right, you know, and even they are really not up to speed because they, even as they try to resist this, they sort of buy into the concept of transgenderism, right? That there are no trans people. It's an illusion. It's a corporate illusion. There are no special people that are outside the boundaries of our sex reality as yet. This is what they're hoping for. This is what they're aiming at. And it's a long game, but it's, you know, it's deadly. I mean, for humanity, for our species as what we know ourselves to be. I like my humanity as it is now, you know, but we're halfway to transhumanism already.
You're saying we're fighting to make sure this is not the end of the human era, essentially.
Exactly.
Because this is where this is going. Jennifer, we want to have you back on, but I want people to get up. Do what?
Yuval Harari speaks about this all the time. You know, we're overlaying a virtual reality on the natural world. He's not messing around. People hate him, but he's telling it straight up.
He's out front on this. Where do people go to get your writings? How do they get more familiar with you? Your story, your writings on this, the connective tissue of transgender to transhumanism and all the fallacies underneath the techno-religious cult of transgenderism and transhumanism. Where they go?
They can go to my blog, the11thhourblog.com. The 11 is numerical. And Jay Billick Substack. Yeah.
Do you think we're in the 11th hour on this issue about the human era?
Oh yes. Oh yes. They're already creating embryos in a dish, you know? I mean, oh my God. You know what they're not doing technologically with reproductive, you know, research. It's pretty horrifying.
Jennifer, thank you so much for coming on.
And they're supercharged. They're moving forward. Yeah. Steve, I can't thank you enough for having me on. I really, really appreciate it.
No, we're going to have you back on. This has been amazing. And I want everybody to read that interview. What you have to say about this is absolutely incredible. So thank you so much for joining us. Look forward to having you back. folks, you talk about force multiplier. What we need to do today is to make sure we push out all of her information. We'll be putting a lot of it up today. And I want to thank Joe Allen and the rest of all of our cohorts that work on the transhumanism issue and transgenderism. This is what's so important for all the people, Brandon Showalter, all these folks we've had over the last couple of years talking about this topic, talking about this issue. This is the connective to this is the welding operation that the techno-feudalists have done between transgenderism and transhumanism, and it's powerful. That, remember, they're saying right now, and they're bragging about this, we're living at the end of the human era. Well, I think the War Room Posse, I think we've got something to say about that. Let's say we're not going to go down without a fight. How about that? Tej Gill, your journey from a warrior slash mercenary to the roaster, the driving entrepreneur on back of a great coffee company. Make me feel better because today's been a rough one. War Room Posse, we're going to get to the ramparts. We're going to get on Bill Blesser. That's all going to be next week. We're going to drive this for the next 2 weeks while we're on recess, while Congress on recess. We got a ton of work to do. But today, I want Tej to tell me about his coffee. Brother, tell us about your journey from being a guy who is hunting down and killing those sorts that killed those innocent people in Russia to being the head of a company in the United States that makes the best coffee out there.
Sure. So, I was in the SEAL teams for 10 years, got into the war at 2001. I think I told you this before. January 2001, we're swimming across the beach in Pakistan, setting stuff up. And then I went to Iraq, Afghanistan for years. And then I got out of the military. I started doing the contracting stuff for the government. I did a lot of deployments with the federal government from about 2006-07 timeframe to about 2015. And then I started doing private security, and I had a private security company, and that was kind of getting my feet wet into the business slash entrepreneur arena. I did a lot of private security for a lot of people, including you, Steve. And then I got into t-shirts, and the t-shirts were cranking. We did political t-shirts, very edgy t-shirts, Hillary Clinton, kill my friends. And then the standing up for the national anthem shirts. And that was cranking. The t-shirt company was doing amazing. And then they banned us and indefinitely suspending all our advertising accounts on social media. And at that point I had coffee on the board and I wanted to do coffee. So we switched over. I started Warpath Coffee. And we've been making incredible coffee. Like I said, when I was in the SEAL teams, we had the best weapons, best gear, all that stuff. So I wanted to make the best coffee. So I found the best roaster. We use the best beans. It's always fresh. It's amazing. You can see on our website. Go ahead.
Hang on. We're going to take you through a break. The t-shirts were too good. They canceled him. Short break. Tej on the other side.
I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money and our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to rickardswarroom.com. That's rickardswarroom.com now to see the video.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, you saw about that disaster that they passed last night. We're going to have the whole list. In fact, we're putting up the list. Grace is putting up about who were the collaborators that voted with the Democrats. Remember, it was less than the majority. So the majority of the Republican conference is against this. We're going to add to those numbers. There's got to be a big political price paid by Johnson and the people that collaborated with him. And, of course, they're going to come right back with this with Ukraine. So next 2 weeks while in recess, going to be quite intense. We're going to have a lot more of that on Monday to get set for it. Gold hit an all-time high, I think, on Thursday, backed off a little bit, but it's going to keep bouncing around, and here's why. You add $2 trillion to the deficit, and we're adding $1 trillion every 100 days to the national debt. That gets embedded because of the refinancing, because of short-term financing, the national debt now. That's why you need to go right now to get the end of the dollar empire. You need the theoretical background of this and why it's happening. We provide that free. We go to birchgold.com/Bannon. But it's time now for you to talk to Philip Patrick and the team about all the different ways that they can assist you and help you now more than ever. Because, hey, folks, what we saw in the Senate last night, it's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse. And President Trump is going to have just a terrible situation. He's going to inherit when he takes over in January of 2025. Tej Gill, you've turned this into the reason we parted with you, what you've done on the roasting and all that. Just give us a couple things about the company. Because I brag about the dark roast all the time. What else you have when you go to the site?
We've got, this is the Mariner's Blend. This is the dark roast that we actually created for you, Steve. I think it's your favorite here. And then the Summer Blend, this one's a newer one. And it's a Blue Mountain coffee. It's a blend with a Jamaica Blue Mountain coffee. And then we've got a couple other origins of beans that come from South and Central America. This one's really good. This is kind of like a in-between our breakfast blend and our dark roast. And then this is the breakfast blend. If you like smooth coffee, you can just drink black. This is it. This is like super smooth. There's no bitter taste. And then the way we get our beans like that is we roast them on a perforated drum. So the hot air from the roaster, it can exit the sides of the drum through the holes, and we don't end up burning the tips of our beans. So you get these nice caramelized beans, and that's how we get this great taste. And you can look on our website. We have over close to 4,000 five-star reviews now. So the people really like the coffee. It's really taken off. It's amazing. And then we've got some new products in development. Next to come out is going to be vanilla hazelnut. That should be in the next 2 weeks. And then we've got an espresso and a decaf on the board, and those will be coming out after that. And then we're creating recipes for ready to drink canned coffee. So hopefully we can get those into some convenience stores, and we'll also be selling those on the site as well. And we've got t-shirts and hats in the queue. And we have a lot of customers emailing us about the holiday blend and the pumpkin pie. So we keep roasting it. We usually stop selling the holiday blend and the pumpkin pie at the end of January, but we just roasted another batch. So if you like the holiday blend and the pumpkin pie, then I don't know how much longer we're going to do it, but it's still there.
This is the reason we love being partnered with. This is bespoke coffee. I'm a coffee fanatic, and the dark roast is the best I've ever had. And Tej and his team took 2 years working with us to get it right. Tej, we got to bounce. I want everybody to go to the website now because they can immerse and read the reviews. Don't take it from me and don't take it from Tej. Read the reviews. It's one of the reasons we're so jacked about this company. Just read the reviews. Where do they go right now, Tej, to find out everything about the company, the coffee, the roasting, all of it?
So we want you to go to warpath.coffee and then use promo code War Room. Make sure you use promo code War Room, and that'll let us know that you're part of the War Room posse. You get 15% off, and then we can track the sales that come from the War Room. So use promo code War Room and go to warpath.coffee.
And give a review also. Tej Gill, thank you so much. You're a warrior, patriot, great American, and man, a great roaster of amazing coffee. Take it from one who's aficionado. Best dark roast ever. And I've been all over the world. It's the best dark roast ever made. Take it from me. Mike Lindell, brother, I tell you one thing, Lindell, you're a warrior. You're all, every time I talk to you, 24 hours, you're working or you're out working for the American people, whether it's to support your network on helping people get off addiction through Christ, or if you're fighting for election integrity and make sure this thing can't get stolen in 2024. Brother, what do you got for us?
Well, I'm actually doing a conference today where I'm speaking on addiction. You know, I used to be a former crack addict and a degenerate gambler, as you call it, Steve. But I've got my LindellRecoveryNetwork.org, everybody. LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. You know, in this times we're in with the drugs pouring across the border, and then people lose hope, like the horrible decision in Congress yesterday. When people start getting hopeless coupled with the open border, it's deadly. And that's why people, if you have anybody out there in addiction, go to LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. By the way, we can use help there, too, if you want to donate to that. It's all free to anyone in addiction. But the War Room Posse makes it possible for me to be out doing these things. And so we give them back with the great specials. One of the ones we have right now are two of the Go Anywhere My Pillows. And these are two of them for $25 as part of our $25 extravaganza sale. These are two. I use this all the time on the road, my MyPillow. These are two of the My Pillows. You pick up, you have the American flag. With God, all things are possible. Over 200 choices. They're normally $29.95 a piece. You get two of them for $25 exclusive to the War Room Posse with free shipping on your entire order. We have the biggest bed sheet sale ever for the War Room Posse. We have the towels, $25. The kitchen towels are in finally, everybody. $25. Get them while they're still here. The slides and sandals for the spring, they all came in. This is a pre-sale for the War Room Posse, exclusive shipping for free. The sides and sandals, and those are made out of soybeans. This is an impact gel, everybody. Everything we invent or that we create, we reverse engineer problem solutions. So all these products, they help you in some way or another. So it's a win-win-win. You're supporting, you're keeping my employees, my employee-owned company, you're keeping them. Keeping them employed and keeping them fit, that they feel secure while we're out here fighting for our country. And we want to thank you all, Steve.
Mike, you go with God. We'll see you back here on Monday. Great man, thanks. Great company, great fight. Okay, I'll be up on Getter all weekend. We're going to be back here Monday at 10. Big work week next week. Take the weekend, recoup, regather. We're going forward.
Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers, and you don't. You'll pay up, plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on, grind you for all your back taxes plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
That's code War Room at checkout to save 67%. And do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.